Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry. As you might recall, 4 years ago, an earthquake in Indonesia triggered a devastating tsunami that killed an estimated 230,000 people. Experts said an early tsunami warning could have saved untold thousands of lives. Yesterday, another earthquake struck close to Indonesia. At this time, the new tsunami early warning system issued a notice immediately. And though the big wave never came, it is clear that the warning systems have evolved a lot since the last tragedy. We're going to be joined now by Dr. Stuart Weinstein. He is Assistant Director of the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center. Thanks for joining us.
It seems as though
there's been some progress in tsunami warning systems. What exactly changed?
Well, I mean, as of the Sumatra tsunami, there was no tsunami warning system in the Indian Ocean. And what has changed is that there are now several tsunami warning systems in the Indian Ocean, including one that's based in Jakarta in Indonesia. Australia has developed their own tsunami warning system, and so has India. So, yeah, there has been a tremendous amount of progress in terms of tsunami warning capability in the Indian Ocean.
What exactly has changed on the ground for people?
Well, I think the people in that region, as a consequence of the Sumatra tsunami, now have a lot of tsunami awareness. So people who are, like, living in earthquake-prone areas like Indonesia, and if they're living in coastal areas, and they know that if they feel the ground shaking very strongly, they should start heading inland and uphill as quickly as possible. And so there's been a lot more, you know, tsunami awareness and what's expected of you, you know, when you feel the ground shaking very strongly.
I know that in reading about this, the articles talked about an increased number of sea level stations. What are they? What do they do?
Well, these sea level stations, all they do is they just measure changes in sea level. Originally, countries had them installed in their coastal areas to measure the tides. But today, they're very important in terms of climate research, and of course, they're very useful for tsunami warning systems because it's the sea level stations that provide us direct evidence that tsunami waves were generated.
Now, you were on duty during the 2004 quake, and while I realize there's a question of jurisdiction and your particular center isn't responsible for Indonesia, from your vantage point, because you're watching these things, what's changed the most?
Well, I think, back to my earlier point, is that what's really changed is there's a lot more public awareness in that region. There are now additional tsunami warning systems in the Indian Ocean, and there's much better communication in that region.
What still needs to be done?
Well, that's a good question. I think they've made a lot of strides. I think in terms of Indonesia, for at least from my perspective, there's probably more work to be done in terms of emergency preparedness and trying to get the word out to populations at risk. They were talking about installing a siren system in places like Sumatra and Java where their major risks are for tsunami activity. So there's probably more work to be done in that area.
All right, Stuart Weinstein, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much. Stuart Weinstein, Assistant Director of the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center.